Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Field Fisherman. We're out here on the coast of North Carolina. We're just looking for some trouts, because I got a new idea. Yeah, that's right. Now I got a new idea called Trout Tots. Yeah, you heard it right here first. Trout Tot. You know that man in the yellow raincoat? He got fish sticks. I'm talking trout tots. You know, like if you had like a fish had toes, I'm going to find that fish. I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to fry it in the fry, and we're going to get some trout tots. Now, since I'm out on my boat, you know what I'm listening to? I'm listening to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 394, July 20th, 2017. Anal alarm calls. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that gives you strange but true news, along with fun anecdotes from our lives and conversation and fun stuff. Welcome, basically, to a phone call between me and Ashley every week, joined, as always, by my amazing co-host, Ashley. I am your host, Steven, and together, we shall venture into the dark and dark blackness of the waters in the ocean, looking for news, and we're about to find it.
In the water, because that would get electrocuted.
We're in the water with microphones. How about that? Microphone water. Water in the
Wait, so the water's made out of microphones?
The water's made out of microphones.
Ashley,
I'm thinking about two things at the same time, and I ain't got enough brain cycles to do it.
Brain cycles. I was reading about dendrites and neuroscience.
That sounds like it's going to make my head hurt. What did you learn?
I learned that you've got neurons and dendrites and synapses, and that they talk to each other, and there's like a quadrillion billion miles of it, and it's really cool.
At what point did the hemorrhoids go away?
Huh?
When you're doing science, at what point did they figure out how to make the hemorrhoids go away?
It is funny that we know so much about so much, and we can't do shit about so much.
I think about the simple things that people have had to fight for millennia.
Flies.
Yeah, flies.
Did you hear about the mosquitoes in California, the Google mosquitoes that they're releasing that have viruses in them, and they're going to fight the Zika? And I'm like, nothing could go wrong with that.
Everything could go wrong. You know what? This reminds me of a story by the late, great Jeff Goldblum. He's not late, great, but, you know, he once sat in a room with a bunch of people who were making dinosaurs, and he looked straight into that. He looked straight past the camera, and he said, "You were so concerned with whether or not you could, you didn't stop to think if you should."
That is such a good movie, Steven.
Everything, like, I know we bring this up, like, three times an episode, but Jurassic Park is the greatest movie ever.
It's just so quotable. Like, I would love to sit down with the writers and go, "You guys."
No,
like,
you
what other movie is that quotable?
Princess Bride. But the stuff isn't as heavy and useful.
I quite like that movie / book as well.
I haven't ever read that book, but I've heard it's amazing and that I should.
The book is really good. And then he wrote another one called The Gondolier. That was really cute. I mean, if they're like 3 pages long.
So Michael Crichton worked with David Koepp on Jurassic Park. Do you know what else that David Koepp wrote?
What did he do?
Mission Impossible.
No, the first one.
The first one, yes.
What?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man from 2002. The Sam Raimi one.
Okay.
The good one.
It's really good one.
War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, which I was actually a fan of.
So the noise, and then
the Inception horn before there was an Inception horn.
I didn't like it. Nope.
We've got what else? Okay, so he's written some fun ones and he's written some pretty stupid ones. So he wrote Jurassic Park. He wrote The Shadow, the Alec Baldwin movie with the telepathy and the knife that had teeth and stuff. You remember that?
No.
You don't remember The Shadow Knows?
Only The Shadow Knows?
The Shadow Knows. He wrote What else was a piece of crap? Actually, most of the stuff he wrote is really good. Angels and Demons, I don't remember if that was any good or not. He started writing a lot of stuff for Ron Howard, apparently. He wrote The Mummy.
Ron Howard. Oh, and then Ron Howard's daughter is in the new Jurassic World.
I like her. She's cool.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like her because she has boobs, even.
What? No. It's a red hair, blue eyes thing.
And boobs.
That's what it is. It's red hair and blue eyes.
Arrow, Ghostbusters is the most quotable ever, and it's based on science. It's a documentary. A lot of people don't know.
He's right. I mean, that whole thing in New York where the marshmallow got everywhere, you know how long it took them to clean that up? Oh, my gosh.
I really did think it was cool.
If that had really happened and they just let me loose in New York City to eat all the marshmallow, it would be gone. All that marshmallow.
You'd have diabetes.
I would have eaten it because when I find a marshmallow, I can't stop.
So, Steven,
mm-hmm.
For all the audio listeners, Steven is currently sitting with his head between two windows. One of the windows is open and one of the windows is closed. Like, I'm sorry, they both have blinds. Most quotable movie is Jaws. Og, there are some very quotable things in Jaws, but I think it's one line that everybody says.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
We are going to need a bigger boat. And that was ad-libbed, by the way. That was not in the script.
You're going to need a bigger boat. That's often misquoted.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're right.
He said you're going to need a bigger boat. But have you ever... Okay, so have you watched Jaws recently? It is the loudest, most chaotic, crazy movie you will watch until they get out into the sea. And I think that was on purpose. Like, the whole time that they are shooting things on the docks and stuff, everyone in a 10-mile radius can be heard on the microphones talking. And you're just like, oh my gosh, it's so loud and crazy.
I didn't notice we watched it at the beach maybe 2 years ago.
You will hear it. Go watch it and you'll be like, oh my gosh, everyone's talking at the same time. Would you please shut up and let Richard Dreyfuss dig through this horrible shark guts and pull out a license plate?
So that was apparently, I'm sure you know this because you are IMDb, but it was like such a pain in the ass to film. And they, the lady at the beginning where she like gets attacked by the shark and jerked down under the water.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know this. Somebody might not though.
Yeah.
So they had ropes attached to her legs and they had the divers below her like jerking it down. They actually dislocated / injured her leg and she started screaming, I'm in actual pain, help, help. So what they recorded was her in lots of pain.
Oh, and that's they didn't amazing. Realize
it. And if you listen to it, you can hear her say, I think she says, I'm in actual pain
or that's awesome.
Something like that. But I thought that was pretty cool.
That is a great story, actually. That's really cool.
Did you know that? You knew that.
I didn't know that. That's a new thing. You taught me something.
When?
Steven Spielberg, actually, you're talking about how hard of a crap movie that was to shoot. He had post-traumatic stress disorder post-shooting Jaws. And for the longest time, he would go down to the lot where they were keeping the boat in the water, like where they had shot a lot of the boat scenes. He would go down there, and I think for like 6 months, he would just go and sit in that boat to try and figure out how to work through his PTSD. Because it was such a crappy experience. Everything went wrong. George Lucas actually got his head stuck in the mechanical shark at one point. Like, it was just an absolute disaster. The shark would break all the time.
Weren't they? They were over budget. They were over shooting time. Everybody was sunburned and seasick.
Yeah, everybody was hurt. It was just a disaster. And like, but that movie had so many amazing things in it. I don't know why this has become the Jaws show, but it is because it's an incredible movie. And if you haven't seen Jaws, I don't know. Like, go. Do it now. Like,
I mean, it's super 70s, but check it out. It's just really good.
But there's so many lessons to learn. Do you know that when Captain Quint is getting eaten by Jaws, spoilers, everybody, at the end on the boat, there is not a soundtrack over that. It's just straight up silent with the shark gnawing and him screaming. And is the most effective use of not using music I've ever seen in my life.
See, there's stuff that you don't... Because when I was little and I saw that, like, I wouldn't get in the bathtub because I thought Jaws was going to come up through my drain. Because I was so young, I didn't understand physics, and I still don't because I'm a woman, according to my dad. But yeah, like, it was just so... I grew up around water. I was swimming before I could walk, and I still have an issue with murky water because I'm just like, That might be a bull shark. Yeah.
And Jarvis Jones is out there. He's going to pop up and eat your face. He's going to go, oh, that was delicious face. I should eat more faces. This is great. And he's going to eat the Shallows, and you're going to have a bad time.
The Shallows was an interesting watch.
I haven't seen it. I remember I went upstairs to do something else while you guys watched The Shallows.
Oh, because it was scary?
No, just because I didn't want to see it. I'd rather do something else.
All babies can swim before they walk. That's actually...
Dachshund, so, just, he called you not special just there. He was like, you're not
that's
special.
Not I mean, all babies can float.
That's true. That's true. All babies can float. I mean, I think that's true. I don't go around throwing babies into swimming pools, but maybe.
Everyone can swim if failing counts. Okay, so we've got Ghostbusters, Jaws, Jurassic Park.
Star Wars is pretty good.
But okay, so Jurassic Park, there's the I feel like there's more quotability.
Are they heavy? Then they're expensive for the back.
Yeah, hold on to your butts.
On to your butts. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. There's spared no expense. That's right. Another one that you say when you buy something.
It's just Jurassic Park quotes.
There's I'm just, all of
how
them.
About you guys look, you write into us and tell us your favorite quotable movies.
Yes, that's a good idea. Favorite quotable movies. Spaceballs.
Somebody tweet that.
Yes, it's Spaceball 1. They've gone to plaid.
It went from suck to blow.
Why are you preparing? Why are we always preparing? Just go. Just go.
That doesn't look very scary. More like a 6-foot turkey.
She doesn't look Drew-ish.
Drew-ish?
Yeah, love that.
I forgot about that. Is Steven your dad?
Yes. You found us out, sub. You have found us out. Toxin's tried to do the waffle command. Like 87 times, and every time spells it wrong.
There we go.
It makes me so happy.
It spells like I spell. I'm going to go try this baby floating thing out this weekend. Okay, horseshoes and hand grenades note, don't throw children in water.
We do not condone
the
drowning.
Without permission from the parents.
And even then, be skeptical.
And even then, yeah, let's not float babies.
No floating babies.
Go float wood. And then see if you're a witch.
Yeah. She's a witch. Burn her. Factoid of the week. The speed of light in space is approximately 300 million meters per second.
I don't know how much that is. That sounds like a lot.
Hey, is that the C? Is that what you call C? The speed of light in a vacuum is a C? Is that what the C is? 300 million meters per second? Because I drive my ship and it's like you're going 1.5 C.
I'm like, how the hell do you know this? Like, where is this knowledge coming from?
I play video games.
Now
it there.
Now I understand. I'm just like, this is a Jacob or Stephanie question.
I'm a space trucker. I actually learned it from Dresden and Jacob because they were making fun of me for not knowing what a C was. And I'm like, oh, is that the C in E equals MC? Is that what that is? I don't know.
Was it?
He says it's the speed of light. So 300 million meters per second, which is actually a way better way of saying it because isn't it 1.8 something million miles per second, which is stupid because America is the only people that use miles.
Miles, right, yeah.
Speed of
light. It's funny that English is the language of science, but then we don't use the correct measurements.
No, speed of light in miles. Yeah, one.
Man,
no.
I'm thirsty. I ate salty food at 8 o'clock.
Oh, salty food's the best.
Salty food!
I've learned that if I can put Cajun seasoning on vegetables, I will eat all the vegetables.
You don't eat the vegetables. You use the vegetables as a medium to hork down on that Cajun seasoning.
And that barbecue sauce Jacob made? Oh, Lord, that's so good.
I forgot about that.
So good.
He kind of lost his mind making it. He's just like, nom, 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 nom.
I just want to drink it. Like, I'm trying to make excuses for putting it on things.
I actually was going to take a picture of the recipe, so in case we lost the paper, it wouldn't be the end of the world. He's like, you can't do that.
That's perfect, and it can't be out in the wild anywhere.
Yeah, he was concerned that somebody would find it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's like Colonel Sanders wasn't worried, you know? His chicken's safe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he was like, I'll carry this recipe around in my back pocket. No problem.
There's
world news. I don't know who John is. British doctors find massive contact lenses under a patient's eyelid. Oh, gross. I saw this. I saw this earlier in the week.
What is this?
I'm about to read you a story that's going to horrify you and haunt your dreams. And you're going to be like, when can I get LASIK? Please, someone help me. A 67-year-old woman scheduled for routine cataract surgery thought it was just dry eye and old age causing her discomfort. But what doctors at Solihull Hospital in the UK found to be the real cause of her discomfort was much more concerning. 27 contact lenses stuck in the woman's right eye in a blue mass.
Oh, shit.
How do you do that? How do you do that? Rupal Mohor, I'm going to say this with a J with an H because it's what I feel like it should be. Rupal Moharia, a specialist trainee in ophthalmology, said the woman hadn't complained about any visual trouble before the operation. Richard Crombie, a consultant anesthetist at the hospital, was beginning to numb her eye for surgery when they found the first cluster of contacts. How do you look at someone and go, there's no problem here, it's a cataract, and then find that there are contact lenses jammed in there?
What? Who?
The mass...
I want to punch her optometrist / ophthalmologist in the face. Because if she was having routine checkups and they were scheduling her for freaking cataract surgery, they would have done these fun pictures.
Yeah. Like cataract surgery and they didn't find them. Like that fire your optometrist, because cataract surgery, he should have been like, oh, holy crap, you've got contact lenses stuck in here. What are you doing? You know, and even if those are monthlies, she should have had her eyes checked like a year ago.
So, and the other thing is, like, your eye breathes, right? So that would have caused, like, a ton of vascularization that they should have found a little bit iffy, and this is insane.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't understand why this happened.
And if it was under the top eyelid, like, did you not...
Yeah, there you can't find it. So look at the picture. Look at the picture of the clump of lenses. Yeah,
oh.
The mass was a clump of seven. Or wait, hold on, I skipped the thing. He put a speculum into the eye to hold the eye open as he put the anesthetic in, and he noticed a blue mass under the top eyelid. The mass was a clump of 17 lenses. The other 10 were discovered in an additional examination. This is one for the record books, as far as I could tell, he said. The woman had been wearing monthly disposable contact lenses for 35 years, but it's unclear how long they had been gathering in her eye. Sometimes she told the surgeons when she would try to remove a contact from that eye, she couldn't find it. The patient had just figured she'd dropped it somewhere. But it was actually getting stuck in her eye with the others, and even though she'd accumulated 27 contacts in her right eye, the left eye was fine. The woman's surgery was postponed after the contacts were removed because of that increased risk. She came back 2 weeks later feeling so much better and had the surgery she'd come in for in the first place. I don't...
So, how long... Okay, so 27 contacts. Let's just say she lost like 3 a month for however... So... She would have been ordering contacts more often. And, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming a 67-year-old is going to be ordering from her optometrist.
Yes, you would think that's so. They're not calling 1-800-CONTACTS.
Yeah, that's a big assumption, but I'm going to assume that. So, I feel like the office would have been like, is something wrong? Are they ripped? Are they tearing?
See, but that's because your dad was a good optometrist. You know,
this hurts my feelings.
I don't know. I guess we should ask him. Like, we should have him on the show and be like, Doc, explain how this happens. Because we need to know, like, as an optometrist, under what circumstances does this person do this and not realize they need to, like...
Yeah, but then there's, like, the personal responsibility of... So when I lose... Like, Jacob's lost the contact before, and he's like, I don't know if it's in my eye or not. So we look.
Yeah, can somebody look for me and help me figure this out?
I feel like there's something back there.
Oh, have you ever lost a contact? Like it starts going around your eye? Like, oh, it freaks me out so bad.
I've never had a contact go. I guess my eyes are shaped in such a manner that, well, okay, I know what it is. I have such heavy astigmatisms in both eyes that they're the weight, the thickness at the bottom is much that it would never go up.
It can't go anywhere.
No, it's just, it's weighted down.
I've had one kind of get over into that corner before and like freaked out. I mean, it doesn't do that. It doesn't go anywhere, but it just looks like it might, and it's terrifying. Stephanie now, she's just like, I have laser vision.
So yeah, I'm so jealous of Stephanie's eyeballs right now.
Yeah. Did we actually post a link to the thing? I should post a link to the thing. Because I can't put... Why can't I right-click? You bunch of buttholes. Not you guys.
Okay.
I was going to post a link and it won't let me right-click in the thing where you post a link.
Og says that's a perfect vision underwater. They're like built-in goggles.
They really are. She's like an alligator.
So
like those lenses that, or those eyelids that go left to right.
So there were 17 stacked on top. Lenses...
They can get thick.
If they're the monthlies, then they're not thin because they want the shape to hold for a month before you dispose of them. So 17 stacked on top of each other? What the crap?
Yeah, I actually didn't put this on the video for people. Whoops. Let me just... I forgot to fix the... Sorry. I know it sounded like I was kind of having a spasm there.
Tater. Hi, I'm a big face.
I forgot to fix. So I redid my computer and everything, and all the cameras got screwed up. And I forgot to fix the Chrome one. So, hey, you're not going to look at that website right now, or any websites for the remainder of the show. But at least I did fix this scene. That's good. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Small Town News. We didn't tell subject to change that we made it onto the show on time tonight. Not only that, I was 30 minutes early.
Yeah, I was going to say, Steven did it good. I did it. Like, I was sitting there shoveling noodles into my mouth, and Jacob's like, Steven just texted and he's ready. And I'm like,
like, he's okay. Never ready. He's never ready. He was tonight.
I'm like, I should have 45 more freaking minutes.
Nope.
Didn't have it. Okay, this one's mine. Sorry, I was like chit-chatting. There's somebody I actually know in the chat, and he's an awesome dude. And I was trying to... And Texas company issues recall after Viagra-like ingredient discovered in its coffee.
Ooh. Would you like some, you know, the best part of getting it up is Folgers in your cup.
Is Folgers in your cup? That's never going to be able to hear that again.
Yep, it's going to wake you up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow. Best Herbs Coffee issued the voluntary recall for its, quote, new of Copenhagen traditional natural herbs. What the shit?
I like that you were mixing accents because of the way it was being... It's presented there. Is it Hong Kong?
New of Kopi.
New of Kopi.
But look how traditional is spelled.
It's spelled stupid. That's not even how you spell
traditional natural herb coffee. After the U.S. Food and Drug Admin found it contains shit fuck death methyl carbon.
Swear jar.
Sorry. Doc's like 13 too. Death methyl carbonyl.
What?
It's methyl. Okay.
It has get you some business chemicals in it.
Which is similar to sildenafil, the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra.
Is that like horny goat weed or something? Like what? I don't understand. You can buy that at Walmart. It's over the counter.
Best Herbs, which is based in the ow! I poked myself and it hurt, which is based in the Dallas suburb of Grand Prairie, distributed the coffee nationwide from 2014 through 2016.
Oh, they stopped.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Doc is 14. When did you turn 14? When's your birthday? Some customers were purchasing the instant coffee to use as a male enhancement. This is awesome. No injuries have been reported, but the FDA says the undeclared ingredient should interact with could interact with prescription medicine and lower blood pressure to dangerous levels. That's actually... Would it lower blood pressure?
I Actually, I don't know. Maybe because it's meant to, like, Viagra was originally conceived as a blood pressure medication, and then they found that the side effect was that you pitched a tent, so to speak, and they were like, "Hey, that's good stuff." And I guess it might be lower your blood pressure because it relaxes the muscles. So a lot of people don't realize this, but your soldier is able to salute when he's relaxed.
I did not know that.
Not when he's tense. It's the opposite. People think that if you were to, it's muscles that keep the blood from going where it needs to go. So when you relax those muscles, the blood goes where it needs to go. That's why you sometimes when people wake up, they're in the good old town of Morningwood. If you know what I mean.
I love how Stevens describes it. He's like, if you've got an erection like this, you're relaxed. If it's all flippy and floppy, you're probably in a room with other men that might be naked. But if you're like this, you're having a cup of joe.
You know what? It's your thing to be on the nose. It's my thing to try and come up with weird ways to explain things involving wieners.
Your wiener is flaccid versus your wiener is hard. Apparently, if you do it in an accent, it's better. My hair, like, I don't know how to not make it touch my face and it itches.
It's touching your face for sure. You've got hair on your face. Pull it back. Pull it back into, like, a whatever. And then you'll be fine. Yeah, you're a whatever. Okay. You know what? What you do? You just shave your head, and you don't have hair anymore, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm actually like super close to that. Okay, I'm just gonna rock like the Elvis mullet.
Oh, you should shave one side of your head. That's like the thing now. Like you shave one side of your head, and you let. You know what ticks me off?
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This stupid new fad with the hipster hair, where they shave the sides and back of their head and then they grow it into a giant 9-inch poof on top. I hate that. You're dumb.
You mean the flaccid mullet?
People who are actually going bald with male pattern baldness are ticked at you because you're growing out the part they can't grow and shaving the part they can.
That's what it is. They're peacocking. They're like, look at me, bitches. I got hair. Yeah. I got hair, bitches.
Newsflash, though. Bald people have more testosterone than those that are not bald, according to science, because testosterone strangles the hair follicles and causes them to die and your hair fall out. So, therefore, bald men have more going on. So, whoop-bam. Whoop-bam.
I'm imagining Tony right now, and I'm like, I completely agree with that.
Take that. Because it's caused, hair loss, male pattern baldness is caused by the hair follicle stuff, the testosterone grabbing a hold of the follicles and strangling them to death, being like, raw, you're going to be bald so you're attractive to all the women, and then your brain and your culture is going, that's not how that works. And you're like, oh, what? But it's still how it works. It's what you do. Yep. Boom.
I mean, I'm glad that our society has like embraced the bald now, and it looks super awesome to shave your head.
It's because of Jason Statham.
Oh my god, he's so pretty.
Without Jason Statham, we'd all be wearing toupees.
The scientist that came up with that shit was bald.
Don't care. Hey, all I need is one scientist. I don't need a lot of them. It works for the anti-vaccine people. It can work for me.
And the climate deniers.
Oh, good news, Smashy. The Flat Earth International Society, or whatever they're called, is having their conference here in Cary.
You're shitting me. Can we please? Oh, my God, yeah. Steven. Oh, can we go undercover? Can we do horseshoes in Niagara? Why is this voice the thing for me right now? I don't know. Because I think I've been stuffy. Can we go undercover as horseshoes in Niagara grenades? Flat Earth. Ah, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, they're having it in Raleigh, North Carolina, Flat Earth International Conference. It's 111 days from now, which I'm not really sure how days are defined when the Earth is flat, but you know what?
That's funny.
You can't like say.
Dog talks like I want to go.
You can't like. What are we doing? Are we rolling through the universe? Flipped a coin? I really want this. Like I don't know. A lot of people are going. So there's a lot of people signed up to go to this conference. What I can't figure out is how many of those are trolls. Who are there to troll the trolls, because these Flat Earth people are trolls. And like in real life, these people are just, In my opinion, this is my opinion, and I have a lot of them. These people are just saying a thing because it's not the popular thing, and because they just want to prove a point. It's kind of like flying spaghetti monster people. It's like, you know that you're not a religion. You're just so mad that there are religions that you want to have one that you can use to troll and make fun of other religions.
Yes. I really don't understand how that was a thing.
It's just built from the ground up as a satire that you want people to take seriously, even though you know it was derived as a satire. It's that kind of thing. So the Flat Earth people, I think, are the same way. They're just like, prove the Earth's not flat. And you're like, here are pictures. Doesn't look like that to me. Here's a globe. Nope, still not enough information.
Here's a globe. I made this. I don't think a globe proves shit, Steven.
A globe.
I could be like, here's the plate.
They've got these, so these jokers are all, they've got feature people who fell, people from all across the flat Earth. There's actual people that, I mean, they can't, these people can't believe it. They can't believe it.
Subject says throw globes at their conference hall.
Put a bunch of round. Everything in nature is round. Round is the thing. Round is what nature does.
Round is what nature. I'm trying to think.
Tomatoes, apples, pears. Everything's rounded in a way. Apples, pears. They don't make flat stuff.
Well, so how do they? Like how is gravity and the poles?
They question gravity.
Okay. How?
I don't know. They've apparently got, just go watch some videos. They've got all sorts of BS.
So how do they explain flying from point A to point B and the horizon?
I don't know. I don't know how they explain. Yeah, how do they explain a horizon? How do they explain being 32,000 feet in the air and seeing the curvature of the Earth? Like, yeah.
I mean.
How?
Do they say it's a mirage?
I don't know. It's just freaking upsetting. Like, I don't.
Oh, Dalk is actually so knowledge from a 14-year-old. How do I just continue going west and end up where I started? Yeah, I like that.
Right? That's exactly how this. Like, there's one dude. He says his bio says early in 2015 he released a series of YouTube videos titled "Flat Earth Clues," which delves into the possibility of our human civilization actually being inside a Truman Show-like enclosed system and how it's been hidden from the public since 1956. But he's got a Comcast.net email address, so I don't even know how to feel.
Arrow wants to know how we feel about throwing flat earthers into the water to see if they float. I'm okay with that.
I don't condone violence against anybody. What I do condone,
it's not violence, is, it's an impromptu bath.
We're just putting you in a bath.
It's an impromptu bath.
They gotta look at the schedule of this thing and see what the shenanigans are. They gotta kick off. Flat Earth 101 gives us facts that are hard to ignore. I don't get it. A look at physics, conflicts, and assumptions of the heliocentric model, plus an experiment to demonstrate the shape of the Earth. You can't do that. This is stupid. Heliocentric physics enforcing the line. I wonder who this guy is. He's the founder of Creation Cosmology Institute.
What does that word mean?
The best way to truly understand our existence is to constantly challenge the mainstream beliefs of science. See, I don't disagree with that. I think asking questions is always good, but sometimes you arrive at a fact. You know? Like, this table is hard. Like, this table is a physical thing that exists. Like, I can question that if I want, but that's pretty definitive. You know? I love questions.
The table is hard.
I think questioning things is great. But I think that we have to be reasonable with our questions and at some point go.
I was going to say, when you arrive at an answer.
Yeah, when you arrive at the answer, there's no more room. Like, it is the answer.
You don't just keep questioning it to get what you want. I mean, granted, a lot of people do that. Right. And that's basically our culture right now.
Yeah, as I just beat you with my information until I say it's right.
Era said he was around before. It was cool.
All right. Well, enough of that. That would kind of bled into our special section. We do have a special section, and I'm interested in this. Game of Thrones has become a pop cultural moment of seismic proportions to the point where it's drawing people away from .. porn. So Game of Thrones means...
Wait, what?
It's drawing people away from porn. People are not, so let's look
it
at this.
It is porn. How can it draw people away from it?
Right. Let's delve into that a little bit. Pornhub's insight statisticians found that traffic to the site was down by 4.5% during the broadcast of episode one of the new season, a considerable change in visitors, as Sunday night is one of the most popular times for people to visit Pornhub. Last season's finale on June 26 resulted in the biggest Game of Thrones-related drop so far of 5.2%. People are tuned into Game of Thrones. They're not sitting around watching porn because they can see boobs on Game of Thrones.
And, like, rape and sex and...
violence and...
yeah.
All the good things that the Roman Empire was all about back in the day. Some good old-fashioned heads getting chopped off, you know? Really satisfies that natural human need to see people bleed to death.
And, like, everybody's flipping out over the last season. I'm just like, I only watched the first season. So, like, I read the books up until The Red Wedding, and, like, you know, I kind of lost interest there because I'm just like, everybody I love has died, and that's the... Yeah. I am a very loyal... When I read, I am loyal to the characters I am reading about. And when they die, I have zero effing reason to continue reading.
They have to have been replaced by someone equally as important to me in order for me to move on.
Yeah, you can't just start talking about somebody that you mentioned once, like, 17 chapters / books ago. And I'm just like, nah. Zero shits are given, so you're just going to sit here in the unread pile, and I'm going to say, you, sir, are a flaming pile of shit boogers, and I don't like you anymore.
It's like, you have given me this character to love for 15,000 pages, and then you introduced this one 300 pages ago, and now he's my main character? I think not. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, no. The shits that are being given to this character... it's like it's a constipation thing.
Yeah, like imagine if Glockta or Logan Nine Fingers were to die halfway through before they are hanged.
I would have thrown the book.
Yeah,
and I would have stopped.
Yeah, I would have never read it. By the way, Joe Abercrombie, The Blade itself, the First Law trilogy, highly recommended.
I feel it takes a second to get into because he's one of those writers that drops you on your head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there is no gentle easement. It's just like surprise butt sex. It's just there. But when you relax, you're like, okay, I get it. This is okay.
Surprise. That's terrible.
This was horrible.
That was terrible. So I'm completely derailed now. But yes, read that book, and Game of Thrones takes people away from their porn. We stopped watching after season one because we got to the point where we were having a moral conundrum.
Because it's porn.
We were like sitting there, and I'm like, I don't think we should watch this. Debbie's like, I don't think we should watch this. And we're watching it, and we're like, well, let's give it a try. Maybe they've toned it down. And then there's just... nope, he's definitely banging that girl on the table there.
Like, what does this have to do with the dialogue?
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why we're seeing this right now.
This is why Jesus flooded the earth.
And then they're like, oh, okay, well, let's give it some time, you know, and then they're like, little finger in the brothel. And you're like, well, that's like his office. And then he's having a conversation with somebody, and there's two women making out and moaning like crazy in the background. And I'm like... this is stupid. That stuff is stupid. Those things are stupid. And you can say, so here's what the defenders do. They go, well, that sets the actual environment. That's how things were back then. They just did their business in the brothel. That's where all the big, that's like the golf course today. You know, they just went in the brothel and there was probably one big room and people just had sex together everywhere while people were doing business deals. And I'm like, listen, I don't care if that's what happened 1,000 years ago. It doesn't have to happen on TV, and I will not lose my immersion if Littlefinger goes, well, let's wander through the brothel and then go to my office to have this conversation.
Right.
Like, you don't break the illusion that I'm watching a medieval, you know, fantasy deal. Like, that's
because there's not boobs, like, blip, 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 blip,
blip, yeah, I just, blip, like, random boobs are walking through the background, and I'm just, I can't do it. I just can't. I can't. And when any show comes on HBO, I look at it and go, no, HBO, because I know what you are. You're the home boob office network.
No, thank you, Benton Bear.
No, thank you. No, thank you, HBO. So,
Westworld.
Okay, talk to me about that because I wanted to watch it.
It was fantastic, and I sit there like I finished it, and I'm just like, you're so morally conflicted at the end of it because you're just like, are these people alive or is this some really effing good programming? Like, what am I feeling? Like, are they being abused? What am I feeling? So they're naked, but it's locker room naked.
Not sexualized naked.
Two actual sex scenes, but I mean, they're over really quickly, and it's just to show, like, any other, like, romantic sex or rapey sex it's heavily implied.
Yeah.
But so it's just kind of like, it doesn't need to show all of it, because there's a shit ton of nakedity.
There's enough nudity, and I'm okay. So there's like a classy nudity, and there's a not classy nudity. There's a Playboy nudity and a hustler nudity.
Yes.
Those are two different...
I love that that's where you decided to go.
We were talking about porn, and this is where that is a distinction, right? Your dad can have a Playboy, and it has stuff in it that is not naked people, but it's like a Renaissance thing. Like, you know, there's naked people in pictures back in the day because they didn't have a camera. If they had a camera, they'd taken a picture of them, but they would have painted them. But it's like artfully done. Not saying I'm not condoning one way or the other your subscription to Playboy. I'm just saying artfully done versus let's see how big of a cucumber we can put up there. Like, that's a whole different scenario. I just
had a flat earther retweet my tweet, and I'm just like, yes, come on the show. I just stepped on my headset. Okay.
No, you didn't. Oh, it's over now. We're going to get, they're going to be like, you guys are flat earth. No, but I'm just curious as to how this works.
Yes. But yeah, I wouldn't watch it with my parents because there's boobies everywhere, but it's not so bad that if they walked in there, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, is there going to be like a sex scene in the next 5 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah. When the first episode of Game of Thrones shows Tyrion Lannister getting some mouth business. If you know what I mean, then you're just like, those sounds are not things I expected to hear on the first episode of my medieval soap opera.
Yeah,
not really what I needed. Not really what anybody
asked
for. Well,
I'm glad that people are going from porn to porn with really good plots.
It's a porn with story. Water cooler. Yeah. It's water cooler porn. You can talk about it at work, and you're all like, oh yeah, here's all the things that didn't happen that happened outside the nudity and the sex part. Oh, okay,
it
cool.
It is funny that, like, okay, so if you're a Christian, Stephen and I want to hear from you. How do you feel about watching porn? I mean, Game of Thrones.
That's actually a fascinating topic to me.
Write us and tell us. Give us your justification, because we're pretty sure that's what's it.
No, to be clear, there's no judgment involved here. It's just fascinating to me.
No, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, don't lie to yourself. You're watching porn.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a thing. Like, you have to be like, no, it's pretty much porn. You just made it okay with it because the plot is strong.
That's porn. The plot is freaking fantastic. And, like, even if you're doing this, you're still hearing, like, the slurping noises.
The slurping. Gross.
We should move on.
Mum. I like when they say mum in England. Mum sparks outrage after selling brownies made with her breast milk at a school fair without warning people. Gross.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
A mom has sparked outrage after using her breast milk to bake brownies for a school cake sale without telling customers about her secret ingredient. The unnamed baker asked her Facebook friends for advice after other moms found out and expressed their disgust. She wrote, I made brownies for my school bake sale that had breast milk in them. I didn't have time to run to the store and didn't think it was a big deal. Some of those kids could use the nutrition, to be honest. One of the other moms found out and are blowing it way out of proportion. I don't know what to do. Unsurprisingly, the reactions range from appalled to bemused. One person responded with, honestly, this is actually darn near criminal offense, but while many were furious, others joked about how ridiculous the situation was. Let us spare a moment of silence for the children of Booby Crocker. And the mom's angry about their kids potentially consuming another mom's breast milk may not be wrong. Research published in the Journal of Royal Society of Medicine in 2015 concluded breast milk for adult consumption was ill-advised. Take that, Mad Max Fury Road. Let those ladies off those pumper hook things.
So, on one hand, I don't think it's the biggest deal ever because it's been baked. But on the other hand, that would be like a dude just going into some brownies.
I could take a poop in the meat at Taco Bell.
And then bake. Oh, I didn't mean to poop.
Oh, you meant some shenanigans.
Yeah, I meant shenanigans. And then baking it and going, look, I needed some
flavoring. Gross. I'm going to throw up. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Like, it's both coming out of areas that typically people don't ingest as an adult unless you're a chick for some of it. I'm going to stop.
This is way off.
Jacob, thank you so much for these notes. You suck.
Oh, this is so gross. Arrow, no one is old enough for this. It's actually really good that Dawson Gaming bounced out.
He probably had to go to bed.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so I don't have words. I mean, I think anybody listening to the show is going, this is gross, and that shouldn't have happened. Right?
Yeah,
like, there's nothing beyond that that I have. Like, they could have put weed in the brownies and people would have been less upset.
Yes. You could have got their children high and they would have been more okay than with their booby milk.
You just shouldn't. Breast milk should just be used to feed babies. Like, yeah. I'm so
any
gross.
Any milk should just be used to feed babies. Stop right. Drinking cow boobies.
You really, yeah, you're drinking milk from a cow and we made it normal, but it's really not. It's really not that normal.
Super gross.
Cows don't go to other animals and drink their milk. Why do we do it? Why do we insist on eating the byproduct of another animal?
I would like some milky pus, please.
I mean, we do like to bake cakes, though, and those require milk.
It doesn't require... You can use nut milk and not in the way that I just implied a second ago. It can be almond or coconut. I'm serious! You can use... Nut milk.
I like the way you're putting your hands like that, just making sure people understand that you mean coconuts.
Coconut. You get two coconuts and you bang them together.
It's like a horse. Yay. WTF section. WTF. He's right. Ogdrepog is right. There's no good ice cream. There's no good out cream. And Arrowod's right. You need Oreos.
Okay. Wait. Oreos don't have milk in them, but you have to dip them in. Okay.
You have to.
So, cashew milk ice cream is the best ice cream on the effing planet.
But cashew milk is not real milk. Neither is almond milk. They're not milks.
It's milk. So, what people like in milk is the fats, and cashews are very fatty nuts, so they make, like, the creamiest, yummiest. And it doesn't make you feel like a flaming pile of shit sick after you eat it. Most people are allergic/intolerant to milk, and it makes them mucousy and nasty, and you just don't realize it because you ingest it every day.
I have stomach pain when I eat ice cream.
Yeah.
And I eat through it.
If you eat cashew ice cream, so Delicious makes a cashew nut ice cream that's caramel.
Holy shit on a stick, it's so good.
Is it caramel or caramel?
It's caramel, Steven.
I thought it was caramel.
It's caramel. When you go to Australia, you go to Caramar. You don't go to Caramar.
I'm going to buy some caramel. It's so delicious. You buy
also,
the caramel right, one.
Is it caramel or caramel? Blah, blah, blah. That feels weird. My tongue just like vomited
a little. I used to eat caramel cake. My grandma would make a caramel cake. Oh, smash. It was the most delicious cake in the world. I really, really want some more caramel. I need to figure out. I tried to make caramel cake one time, but I couldn't do it the way she did it.
I just love the chat right now. I don't even know what caramel cake is.
It's a cake. It's a yellow cake with caramel icing. Like, it's like melted candied caramel. You get it really hot. You get hot enough to spread like an icing. And then it gets like, it gets like brown sugary on top of the cake, like an icing, but not like a hard surface.
Melt burnt sugar over your cake.
You just melt brown sugar and you put it on the cake like icing and it tastes like glorious, wonderful. It's like the gates of heaven opened and said, Idalene Adams, here is caramel cake and you have You have the ability to give this to your grandson. And she's like, oh, I declare, I sure do love making caramel cake for my sweet grandson. And then she's also like, and here's some Divinity candy, because Alabama. And I'm like, oh, Divinity candy's the best. And all you people that aren't from Alabama are like, what the crap's a Divinity candy? I'm like, it's a thing. I can't explain it. I don't have answers for you. I just know it's delicious.
I don't know what that is either.
I'll make some at Christmas. It's a Christmas thing because humidity's got to be really low.
Okay.
Yeah, it's temperature sensitive.
So, Steven, what are your thoughts on Oreos?
Oh, gosh. I'm eating clean right now, and you're asking me about Oreos. I haven't eaten vegetables for like 2 weeks.
The chat losing their shit because I said Oreos are gross.
Oh, yeah. You're gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you would be on theirs. Wow.
Arrow says, I'll cut you in all caps.
With the little tab on the milk top.
That's amazing. So,
us threatening to throw children in a pool to see if they, quote, did not elicit this sort of violence. But me saying that nasty, awful Oreos that make everybody sick and aren't actually made out of food are gross.
No.
I mean,
They're made out of all the chemicals that are produced that make your brain light up and all its wonderful little dopamine areas. If there are pieces of food that make your brain light up, Oreo contains all of them.
Hey, Oreos taste like butt cheese.
Delicious package. And I could just eat 50,000 of them. Seriously, I found stale Oreos at Ashley's parents' house and I ate them. They'd been in there for probably 3 or 4 months. And I was like, ooh, Oreos. And I ate one. I was like, these are stale. Don't care. Eating them. This is what a crack habit looks like. It looks like, oh, maybe I'll jump a fence for Oreos. Find a guy in a back alley. Hey, you have some Oreos?
You got some nut milk.
That's the kind of problem that I have. So we can't have Oreos in the house. When your parents come visit, I have seriously been eating vegetables for a week. 2 weeks.
Oh.
Vegetables and a piece of chicken if I'm lucky. And I feel great and I feel clean and I've been starving for 2 weeks straight, but in a good way. And if I have, and I know your dad can walk in here, you can bring Oreos in here from Costco and I'm going to eat all of them and feel like death. Look,
tell them that you've got, hang up plastic at the front door and be like, in order to pass this shit, you have to dump all your nasty pops and sodas.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
It stays in the car because it comes to the house. I'm going to eat it.
It's like the portal barrier that you pass that you have to drop all of your companion cubes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I know
Oreos
what you're talking
are gross.
About. Oreos are so good.
Or I feel like I need to tweet Oreos are gross.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to straw poll it while you
read. Okay. I'll read a story. You straw poll.
Okay.
You want to play a music?
I thought I already did.
For what, WTF?
I did the WTF section, didn't I?
Did he WTF already?
We will wait patiently for the answer.
Yeah, we'll wait 30 seconds for...
gross. I'm going to allow multiple poll answers again because that seemed to be more fun when the numbers were really big. This is for you guys. They don't care. I did it. I'll do it again. WTF.
Okay, now I'm going to do it. Are Oreos gross? Yes. The answer is yes. Okay.
You tweeted it.
How do you spell Oreo? Oreo. Okay, and gross only has one S that's not capital. Okay. Are Oreo... Okay. Live tweeting by Ashley. Shit, now I have to read a story, so everybody's going to be like, well, I'm going to multiple vote. A woman who tricked friend into sex by pretending to be a man using fake penis gel for 6.5 years. Didn't we talk about this?
What?
Didn't we talk about, forever ago, this chick that pretended to be a dude to have sex with her friend?
What?
Does this light up anything?
No, I've got no... Unless this is from some weird thing in your past that you're remembering.
You don't remember the... Okay.
No.
Let's see.
No.
A woman who used a plastic penis to dupe her girlfriend into believing she was actually a man has been jailed as the judge told her sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, that was a horrible sentence. Gail Newland cried in the dock as she went. She was sent back to jail yesterday for tricking the woman into believing she was a man by making her wear a blindfold when they met and by using a prosthetic penis during sex. Okay, A. Plastic wieners do not feel like real wieners. I guess that's why she's going to jail.
But how? I mean, maybe she didn't know. Maybe this was her first fling. And she didn't have a clue what a wiener was supposed to feel.
We've done this story before. I promise.
I don't remember this at all, ever.
I promise. Like, this is a follow-up.
Maybe. From years ago?
Yeah.
Because it says she was sent back to jail. So she'd been there before.
Yes. The 27-year-old created a, quote, disturbingly complex, end quote, online persona to achieve her own, quote, bizarre sexual satisfaction and continued the deception over a 2-year period. She really wanted to sex her friend. Judge David Stockdale told her she had shown an extraordinary degree of cunning and a chilling desire to manipulate and control the lives of others. It is difficult to conceive of a deceit so degrading or a deceit so damaging to the victim on its discovery. Newland created a fictional Facebook profile. This is why you shouldn't be on Facebook.
But what law was broken? I'm with Sub. What? Lying?
I think they could probably get into kind of a rape thing. Let's finish and see what happens.
I will stop. I will hold my questions till the end.
Newland created a fictional Facebook profile pretending to be a half-Filipino, half-Latino man called Kyle Fortune using American man's photographs and videos. I'm telling you. Newland had told her victim, also in her 20s, to wear a blindfold at all times when they met at the complainant's flat. She spent hundreds of hours talking on the telephone to her friend as Kai, telling her emotionally vulnerable victim he was undergoing treatment for cancer and was paranoid about his physical appearance. The complainant agreed to demands for her to wear a blindfold at all times during up to 15 sexual encounters and while watching television, going on a car journey, and even sunbathing.
This, I still feel like this was her choice to be okay with the blindfold thing.
Newland has denied concealing her true identity and claimed both women were gay and struggling with their sexuality when they met and had sex with her as Kai during role play.
This is, jail seems extreme. 6 years of jail because two people who are consenting adults, if she had been like, forced to wear the blindfold, like that's one thing, but not, she was like, okay, blindfold, let's do the thing.
So I'm wondering if this either has to do with let's see,
I mean, it's misleading for sure.
Well, but so I'm wondering if it has something to do with like fraud or
but there was no money lost from what I can tell. Like there was no, I mean, yeah, you got duped, but I don't know how that equals jail time.
Here we go. And it's a rapey thing. So the complainant did not consent to these invasive acts of penetration because her willing compliance with your abusive behavior was obtained by a deceit.
Okay.
This was a deceit of such subtlety and cunning on its planning and was a deceit from your point of view so successful in its execution that an outsider unaware of the full history of the case might find it difficult to comprehend.
Okay, so there's way more to this than we've got in four lines of a horseshoes and hand grenades article. Yeah. Okay, because I was starting to, that really worried me that somebody could, you know, lie to the extreme.
There he goes. Newland was found guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault. She was cleared for a 4th account. She was also jailed for defrauding her employer of £9,000 by creating fictional accounts.
Oh, okay, so she's a disaster.
It was a fraudy sexual thing, yeah.
Okay. Well, gross.
Yeah.
Take that, Newland.
So
you're in jail now.
This wasn't like, I was going to say, if you don't, I'm like, that has to be a consent thing.
I was so confused. I was like, you can't go to jail for lying to somebody. I mean, I guess you can if it's perjury or something.
I was going to say, you
obstructions of justice and whatnot. You can go to jail for lying. But
yeah, defrauding people.
You know, if I tell someone I'm a dude and then we do a thing and they thought I was a dude and they were cool with it and everything was fine and they find out I wasn't, I can't just go to jail. But I guess if it's such a clever deceit to the point where it was not invited because it was done under, like, I guess that's like the same thing with drunkenness. You know, you're not consenting, even though you're consenting, because you're not right in the right frame of mind to do so.
So that's actually exactly what this would be compared to. So, like, if you were, unless you're in North Carolina, thank you, North Carolina, say you were super duper drunk and you kind of snapped to mid coitus, you could say, oh my God, I don't want to do this.
And then you get freed because it's like, whoa.
It's cool. So if she was under the guise of this person has been lying and defrauding her basically for,
yeah,
what, a year? And building, it's a con, right? Like, you're building up their trust and stuff. You have a sexual encounter. And then, like, her consent was not given to have sex with another woman. Her consent was to have sex with this Kai dude.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
So
that's a very good point. I understand now. It had to be clarified. I think Jacob was losing his mind over the fact that I was questioning this.
Well,
do you mean? I didn't have all the details. Yeah. I didn't have all the details.
I needed
more information. I get really upset with what appears to be
overreach.
Haphazard jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get really bothered by overreach. I don't know why. This just scares me a little bit when people get sent to jail for things I don't understand. You know? Like jaywalking.
It won't let me vote twice, and I'm losing.
I thought I allowed it. I must not have, because there's like 3 votes. I totally allowed it. Nope, it says votes been counted. Sorry, guys. Yep. My bad. I thought I clicked the box that said you can do it.
It's okay.
Darn. Well, man, that's it for the show. We have no mail this week, by the way.
What do we want mail for?
What did we say we want to mail
most
for?
Most quotable movie.
Most quotable movie, Oreos.
Whether Oreos are gross or not, and there was one other thing.
Do you own a fake penis?
I don't think that was it.
No, I thought that was it. That was with the last story, right? Didn't we ask that? No? I thought we did. My bad. Is Game of Thrones porn?
If you're a Christian and you watch Game of Thrones, what you're...
Where's your justification?
Right?
Why is it okay all of a sudden? Yeah. That's a good one. So those are your...
Well, my pastor watches it too, so.
I'm sure he does, because other people are our standard. That's
right.
Other human beings, as flawed as us, make great standards. I can find anybody to make myself feel better. I promise. I can go right out in the street and be like, I'm doing better than that guy. And I can, you know, that's... But no, that's not how things work. Send us some mail. And big news, episode 400 is what, 10 episodes away?
Yeah.
We've got some shenanigans we want to do for 10 episodes away. I don't know. Things are in the pot. Things are stirring. We're trying to figure it out.
Doodles and jingle doodles.
Jingle jangles and jingle doodles. We've got a new emote in the channel as well. Murray has been approved. So anytime you want to send your wrath or your show somebody that you're full of nothing but evil, Murray is a emote in Twitch now. I think it's like X Dork Murray or something if you're using an IRC client. Nope, that's not what it is. But if you are, X2 Dork Murray, something like that. Anyway, use that in the Twitch chat.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah, it is.
How do we do it?
X2 Dork Murray with a capital M and a capital M. There you go. Almost capital.
I can't spell.
Capital M. But that's it. Other than the M part. Hey, audio listeners, this is really fun. This is the part of the show where we learn how to work IRC clients.
Why do you have to? I can't. Oh, you need to be a sub, Ash. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you need to be a sub. You're not a sub. It's a sub emote. So, that's good news, too. We need to know that. If you're a sub, you can do the Murray emote. Hey, man, send your questions, comments, feedback, hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. You can also tweet us if you feel like that's a better way for you to get it. Information to us. Call us and leave us a voicemail at HNH Live on Skype. Download our show on iTunes or wherever. finer podcasts or stint. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve HNH. And Ashley is Fate Kills, P-H-A-T-E Kills. And please follow Two Dorks TV. If you're following both of us, go ahead and follow that Two Dorks TV Twitch account or Twitter account so we can you can know when we go live and all that stuff. I'll usually tweet, but just in case. Also, you can tip us. You can actually tip us now by going to twodorks.net/tip. So twodorks.net/tip will take you straight to a page where you can give us cash money. And cash we would money. Love some cash money because we want to do some stuff for 400, but it's going to take some cash money. And any way you could help would be awesome because it would make a big difference for us. Also, the Two Dorks, the website's changed a little bit. You can now go to hnhshow.twodorks.net to get to our website.
Twodorks.net.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about. It's going to fix some bugs. I don't know if you ever ran into bugs when you were publishing the blog, but there were bugs. And those are going to be fixed now.
Okay. Yay! Yep.
And twodorks.net/YouTube take you to our YouTube channel. I fixed that. And if you want to join in with us and talk to us throughout the week on Discord, twodorks.net/Discord. Steven's been hard at work
on my computer today.
You can use the web version and just not worry about the app.
Yeah, and I'm like, what happened to me being able to get on Discord on my computer? Because I was trying to avoid using my phone because I was trying to be productive.
Oh, yeah. You got to be productive. It's important. And we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Desmond Tutu. He says, hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. That's right. Yay. You guys are the best. We love you. We'll see you next time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Butthole bunnies.